Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. And round three with Studio A's today. It's Martin Harley joining us this hour. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Very nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're going to get to know him a little bit better today. We'll have a little chit-chat this afternoon. He's going to play three songs for us. Martin Harley, his latest CD, his first U.S. release, Mojo Fix, I believe.
Yeah, that's correct. It's my my first attempt at setting foot across the pond, which has been an adventure in itself.
Yeah.
I grew up very much influenced by American folk and roots music, and heavily influenced by the blues, as a slide guitar player, I suppose, would be. And so it's been fascinating traveling, touring around the country, and actually going to the places where so many of the musicians that influenced my sound and my life, to a degree, came from. So Clarksdale in Mississippi, and following the social migration up towards Chicago last night, and obviously where Muddy Waters went electric, and
yeah,
all those things. So for me, it's been a socially very exciting, musically very exciting time.
And what are we going to be on here today, right now? This is
this instrument that I'm playing is a traditional Hawaiian style instrument, and it's called a Wisenborn. And for the listeners at home, it's very similar to a regular guitar. It has six strings and it has a neck, but the whole body is hollow and it sits across my lap. And I guess the closest thing to describe it to would be a lap steel, but an acoustic version of a lap steel.
Mm-hmm. And I love the sound, and we're going to hear him play it. Starting us off with this first song, what are you going to do?
I'm going to do a little bluesy one called When I Go.
All right. Martin Harley, live from Studio A.
Don't leave no light on now, baby, when I go home. Don't leave no light on now, baby, when I go home. But if God made me, well, he made a matter wrong. I'm going out over the river and over the hill. And if the bad luck don't find me, maybe good luck will. Because I had this cold, lonely feeling for way too long. In my heart got the feeling like a warm, dark storm. So don't speak no evil, not to you no lie. Don't speak no evil, not to you no lies. Don't speak no evil, not to you no lies. If you're looking for the truth, the truth you'll surely find. But I'm lost like a prayer in a wild, wild wood. So many things I've changed, oh baby, if I only could. But I just can't keep good love from going on. My heart got the feeling like a warm, dark stone. Yeah, my heart got the feeling like a warm, dark stone. Around here for long. When I look missing low. Cause I just can't keep the love from going wrong. My heart got the feeling like a warm dark stone. I say my heart got the feeling like a warm dark stone. Yeah, I say my heart, boy, got the feeling like a warm dark stone.
Yeah, When I Go. It's Martin Harley live from Studio A. He'll perform tonight over at the A&R Music Bar above the basement. Doors are at 7 o'clock. Be sure to get there early. He'll start right around 7:30. Don't want to miss Martin Harley on that Weisenborn tonight as well. And he's joining us live from Studio A. He's got a couple more for us. His latest CD is called Mojo Fix. And this is, you've put 5 albums out, 2 on your own and 3 with the band?
Yeah.
Roughly?
Yeah. My first record was kind of a solo attempt. And then I picked up some Waifs and Strays as I came through the industry. And I've had a band for 4 albums in the UK. And this album was a very intentional sort of break from the format that I've been working in for a while. A chance to experiment with new musicians and new production techniques and spend a little more time in the studio. So it's very different sounding. I think the influences are clear.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few signature kind of sounds in there. But it's a bit more experimental.
And you mentioned the Mississippi, Clarksdale and that stuff, and the Alan Lomax recordings.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're a fan of.
Yeah, huge fan of the Alan Lomax recordings that were made for the Congress Library, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
He went around recording all the old blues artists before the Second World War, and without his collections of all those songs, we wouldn't really have a good history of blues, and blues may not have made it through the war in the same way, and we might not have rock and roll.
Right.
So, he's got a lot to be thanked for.
And a bit besides the wonderful music you put out, you're a big surfer, biker, and all sorts of traveling things that you love. And
I travel around the world for a long time before I worked out that I could travel around the world and play music to finance me traveling around the world, I guess. Sort of one went with the other. I'm a terrible surfer, actually, but I love it. So I haven't had much of a chance to surf here. I went out in Ventura in California.
Might be better out in California than here.
It's pretty cold water, actually.
Yeah.
But I surf when I can, and I did a tour by bicycle.
Yeah. Once, tell us about that. That's a lot of gigs and... So you hear about the biking, but sometimes buses will take the instruments, but you actually carried your own
I had a bike that looked similar to a tandem, except there was no back section to it, and there was just a loading bay, if you like, and I carried around 2 guitars and all my equipment for the 27 shows that I played over 1,200 miles. So completely carbon efficient, self-propelled, idiotic venture.
But an adventure nonetheless, right?
It was an adventure. I think it's the adventure of these things that I like, and the adventure
cool.
of touring and seeing the world.
Martin Harley, he's joining us live from Studio A today. What's this next one you're going to do for us?
This one is the current single.
All right.
It's called Cardboard King. Cardboard King.
miles of chords is tumbling all around my ears. And all the Queen of Hearts can say is sorry, my dear. Old matchbox cars, tire swings, white plastic angels with dirty wings. Let me go before you let love gain. I'm waiting for the punchline that never came. And I feel like a cardboard king. Miles of chords is tumbling all around my ears. And all the Queen of Hearts can say is sorry, my dear. Well, God bless the Queen of England, but Elvis is the king. I don't believe in angels, but I swear I hear them sing. With all our stolen memories and these two final chords, we'll fight back those dragons with tiny wooden swords. We're the ones in a careless home. And I feel like a cardboard king. Miles of chords is tumbling all around my ears. And all the Queen of Hearts can say, yeah, all the Queen of Hearts can say, all the Queen of Hearts can say is sorry, my dear.
Martin Harley live from Studio A with a track called Cardboard King. You can find that on his latest CD, Mojo Fic, and martinharley.com is his website for more details. Maybe you can't make it to the show. Maybe you can, but you can check out his website to get a hold of that CD. When were you first introduced to the Wise and Born that you're playing?
I was living in my car in Australia, and I'd bought a guitar from a junk shop, and Australia being the hot place that it is, and my guitar living in my car with me, the neck warped so viciously that I couldn't play regular guitar on it. So I started turning it round onto my lap, tuning it to an open chord and playing it with a slide.
Okay.
And that was an introduction to that style of slide guitar playing. And then through a course of investigation, I discovered that there was an instrument specifically built to be played that way, and that was the Wise and Born. So I saved my pennies and found one.
After getting out of living of your car for a year or something like that?
Yeah, I lived in a car for a year in Australia. And
traveling around and playing music too?
Yeah, it was just at the pivotal point where I thought I might be able to make some money out of playing music just to sustain travel, really. Mm-hmm. I was playing in bars or busking, and it was just a wonderful, very free and educating year of my life. And I worked on vineyards and traveled and just got on adventures. And when I came back to England after that year, I realized I had enough material to write an album. And so I did. And I did that at home for $250 with the guy that I lived with at the time. It turned out to be my bass player,
nice.
Who built a double bass out of a piece of the banister at home. Just hit it with the saw, nailed two bass strings to it, and went, I'm your bass player.
There you go. where are you from in England?
I was born in Wales, but I was raised in the southeast in Surrey. So it's about 25 miles southeast of London.
Okay. Family still there and all that good stuff?
Family are still there. Mum and Dad are there. Fran, my sister, escaped to Bristol towards the southwest. But yeah, Woking was it's quite a strange place to grow up. It's a military town.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a famous punk poet called John Cooper Clarke, who I did a gig with recently. And he asked me where I was from, and I said Woking. And he described Woking as a town where people still point at aeroplanes, which is quite a good description.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing your stories. And also, we have to let our listeners know that you hold the world record for the highest gig ever.
Well, yeah, I did.
Oh, it's been...
It's actually been broken fairly recently by We made a world record attempt to raise some money to build a kid's home in Nepal. And that was on top of a mountain called Kalapatar in the Himalayan region. And that was about 18,500 feet. And that stood for a while. Then a couple of German gentlemen broke it. And then the guys that I originally went to do the record attempt with rebroke it just last year. So the charity that I work for, currently still holds it, I guess. But I wasn't on the last trip because I'm busy over here recording.
You're over here doing stuff. Yeah, you recorded this one in the States, didn't you?
I did. I recorded it in Texas in the summer, which was a shock.
A little hot there during that time. Texas, where in Texas? Austin or no?
No, it's in just outside Denton. There's a small town called Argyle.
Okay.
Permanent population of about 60 people.
Nice and quiet there, huh?
So, yeah, distractions are few.
Well, we want to thank you so much for sharing your stories, your music with us, and congratulations.
Well, thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, absolutely. He's going to play one more for us, and then we'll do that ticket giveaway for the show tonight. And that'll be over at the A&R Music Bar. And what's this last one you're going to do?
I just thought I'd have a bit of fun, put a bit of sunshine in the day since the sun is shining.
All right.
This is a little song about bees for you. This one's called Honey Bee.
Oh, oh, my honey bee. Oh, oh, my honey bee. Won't you save your honey, baby? Save it all for me. You're the buzz around my tree. You're the buzz around my tree. And I've been waiting for so long, you see. Find someone to satisfy me. Cause I've had good love, bad love, and have an old sweet jelly roll. If I can't have your sweet love, baby, then I don't want none at all. And I'll see, oh, my honeybee. Oh, oh, my honeybee. Won't you save your honey, baby? Save it all for me. Butterflies in my belly and it feels alright when I get those butterflies. And I said, wake me, baby, shake me when you come to call. Love me in the kitchen, love me all down the hall. And I see, oh, my honeybee. Oh, oh, my honeybee. I've been waiting for so long, you see. Find someone to satisfy me. Oh my, oh, what's a boy to do when it comes to love, oh honey? Only yours will do when I see, oh, my honeybee. Oh, oh, my honeybee, I've been waiting for so long.